Canada's trade relationship with the United States has been making headlines for some months, due largely to President Donald Trump's chaotic implementation and scrapping of various tariffs. More recently, the president's ire has been directed at Canada's supply management system, which governs Canada's dairy, egg, and poultry sectors, prompting numerous headlines in Canadian media about its future, especially given the government's recent scrapping of its digital services tax in response to U.S. pressure. CHIP 101.9 spoke with Tyler McCann, a Pontiac farmer and director of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, a think tank specializing in agricultural issues. He began by stating that every country has certain industries that they protect or subsidize, pointing to the U.S. sugar industry as an example.
A couple of things to keep in mind. So first and foremost, every country has sensitive sectors. That's what makes trade negotiations so interesting, is that often one country wants access to another country's protected markets because they see opportunity. And so in the United States, one of the examples in the food context is they're very protective of their domestic sugar industry. And so they protect it through tariffs and quotas and pricing systems. But sensitive sectors could also be things like the way that they protect their pharmaceutical industry. And that's a big thing in some parts of the country. So I often say it's important to understand that, yes, supply management is sensitive in trade negotiations, but every country has got sensitive issues, and the fact that Canada has one in supply management is not novel in and of itself.
McCann explained that despite President Trump's bluster, it's worth paying attention to what the U.S. dairy lobby is seeking in trade negotiations with Canada, such as increased access for high-profit margin items like cheese.
It's hard to separate President Trump's bluster from what more level-headed Americans, we'll call them, are saying and doing. So very few Americans that are engaged in the dairy industry want supply management torn down. What they want is more access to the Canadian market, but one of the reasons that they want that access is because it's a lucrative market. If we get rid of supply management, it's no longer a lucrative market, and they don't have as much to gain. And they do want, one of the things that we did when we negotiated the last NAFTA deal, what became CUSMA, was we agreed to new more tariff-free quotas. So this would be more capacity for the U.S. to export dairy products dairy-free into Canada. But we set rules around how those quotas are administered that the Americans don't like, and they would like us to change to make sure that the rules that we're using to administer those quotas live up to the spirit of the agreement, not just the legal agreement. And we've actually fought two dispute settlement panels over TRQ quota administration. Now, as I'm sure you can imagine, this is a far more kind of complex and technical discussion than President Trump saying, you know, I can't stand those 400% tariffs.
Yeah.
and it doesn't make for quite the same soundbite as, you know, or saying we want Canada to live up to its TRQ administration commitments. It isn't quite the same as we want Canada to tear down supply management. But that is often what U.S. dairy industry interests are actually asking for is.
McCann said that the recently passed Bill C-202, which restricts certain adjustments to the supply management system, may offer a false sense of security, as there are ways it could be worked around. Critics have voiced concerns that the bill could undermine Canadian negotiators in trade talks.
Yeah, so the bill that was passed in this new parliament is a bill that was subject to much debate in the last parliament, and when the election was called, the original bill got shelved. They resurrected the bill and passed it through the House of Commons and the Senate very quickly after Parliament came back. And what the bill effectively does is changes the mandate of Global Affairs Canada, the Department of Foreign Affairs, and says in that mandate that governments cannot negotiate any concessions on supply management. Now, there's much debate over the merits. If you support supply management, they see it as a really positive bill, something that ensures that government won't make any concessions. If you are a free trader in agriculture or outside of agriculture, you oppose the bill because you see it as tying the hands of negotiators and preventing Canada from being a meaningful negotiator and limiting our ability to get better deals that would work for either beef farmers or grain farmers or automakers or whoever. I think at the end of the day, though, it complicates the lives of our trade negotiators. But I think that the expectation is, broadly, if Canada needs to negotiate access on financial products, this bill is not going to stand in the way. There are ways that effectively government can work around it. And personally, I think one of the biggest challenges with the bill is that it may give supply-managed farmers some false sense of security.
Scott Judd is a fifth-generation Pontiac dairy farmer, and with 158 head of Holsteins to milk, his family is one of the larger producers in the region. He said that while there may be plenty of doom and gloom headlines lately, he didn't foresee any drastic changes to the system. He anticipated U.S. producers could get concessions, such as access to more market share, but added that Canadian producers would likely be compensated in that case.
I am not concerned about Trump bringing up dairy farming. here, supply management. And because we are, it's a secure system. We might lose some market share. We might lose the right to ship some down the road. But it's a sustainable system that is has great organization and great predictability in producing a stable, good quality product.
Judd added that Bill C-202 was a confirmation of what all the major parties said during the last election, that they would support supply management.
Canadian government is in that bill. They said what they repeated what they were all saying at election time was that we were going to stand behind supply management for dairy, eggs, chicken, turkeys. You know, that's what they said. They all said that. Conservatives said that, the NDP said that, the Liberals said that. So they just put it in the bill, like finally stood behind what they were all saying. That speaks volumes to me.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.